our like studio records or like studio work, it's just different. Yeah. Like it's kind of like two different separate things in a way.
Yeah.
It's different to try new things.
Yeah.
Life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we also like try to like change the songs quite often and like.
And like experiment
with them.
What works.
Mm-hmm.
And like, experiment as well with the audience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel then the process or the journey is more important than the output?
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
And the experience itself, you want to keep creating new experiences.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I think that's like the most important for us.
Yeah.
Also just letting the songs like keep evolve, like even though they're like out on a studio album. Or, just like let them just also for us to like feel still fun playing them. Like, make them more like flowing, like how we feel.
That's why I feel like it's gonna be weird having it on tape right now because we usually just let it out and then we can keep on with our lives. But this is gonna be on tape forever.
So. Well,
and hence the question too, right? Because when you're recording music, then it's, you know, there, it's done, you got to go past it and let it go. But if the songs keep evolving and you give them the space to just change all the time.
Yeah.
I think that's also why I like have kind of love-hate relationship with like live recording in a way.
Yeah.
It's like because it's funny when it's like the final way it should be, the song or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is just one version of it.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, and that's...
You gotta see the other ones.
Well, that's fantastic because, you know, a lot of times you go see music and it's just the same, you know, over and over again. And you wonder where the motivation comes from. But watching you play, there's so much spirit and joy. And it's almost like, man... It's almost like you have your own language and you're having a dialogue between yourselves every time I've seen you. And I love that because it's really cool to watch each of you perform on your own because you're all like so into it, but you're connecting and communicating and obviously having a dialogue with each other. So that's super cool. And there's such a cathartic feeling to watching grow alive. How important is participation from the audience in a live performance?
Yeah. But I think it's also just like matters the most like in what feeling we are in a way. It's nice. I think it was nice to play for you. Like even though you were not like hat-banging or something.
No, it was fantastic. I felt like I was witnessing something very special. and everybody who's watching this is going to have that same feeling too.
But of course it's like when it's a good crowd and
that's
a lot of energy, you can feel it.
Yeah. It's like,
Are there any tricks, might not be the right word, tricks or tools that you use to ignite creativity?
To
sort of ignite or inspire creativity.
I think we just like we spend so much time together.
Yeah, I think it's mostly by talking.
Yeah, we're always like talking and just like
and just brainstorming ideas like what we can do and how we could possibly make it happen.
Yeah,
like try to give every idea like a life or a
A chance.
Chance.
Yeah.
Well, it's such a great approach to creating music and just working with energy.
Mm-hmm.
What are your hopes and dreams for the future 2024?
I like what we were doing now. if we keep doing that, it's gonna be fun.
Just keep enjoying it, I think.
Yeah.
Playing like an 80-year-old band, we all like 80+ playing it.
Yeah, that's gonna be great.
Yeah
that's gonna be the best year of Grow when we are 80.
Well, can't wait for that.
Yeah, looking forward.
Can't wait.
The whole audience will be in granny pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't choose from anything else.
Well, well, that's maybe when I'll wear a thong then.
Yeah, yeah, then we reverse it. Yeah. Granny thong.
It's Grow Alive on KEXP. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you
thank
for the
you
performance.
So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Delightful. Really love it. And huge thanks to the KEXP crew as well. Thanks to everybody listening and watching right now and all of you who donate to KEXP because you make these unique, one-of-a-kind performances possible. If you don't subscribe to our YouTube channel, do so because then you'll get a notification when we launch new videos, which happen multiple times a week. So again, thanks to everybody who donates. Groa, thank you so much again for being here.
Thank you.
I'm Kevin Cole. Thanks tons for listening, watching. This is KEXP Live.
Discover new music at listenerpoweredkexp.org. Thank you.
get as comfortable as you can. Do not suggest to yourself that you can feel the sensations mentioned. Do not talk yourself into an imagined state of relaxation. Discomfort in your feet and right up your shins.
Elevate. 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 confront, confront, confront.